Your Excellency, Mr. Abdullah Bathili, Special Envoy of His Excellency, the General Secretary of the UN. I just saw the statement that came out of your esteemed mission, UNSMIL, and while the first paragraphs welcoming the outputs of the 6+6, which have become Libyan law by virtue of being issued by the Libyan Parliament and accepted by the Libyan Electoral Commission, the rest of the statement is most disappointing. The points of contention that you raise were discussed during the 6+6 discussions, to which you had sent a technical advisor. And this is the Libyan output from a purely Libyan committee formed by the parliament and the state council. It is constitutionally based and has constitutional status. It has an arbitrational power, so that its outputs are actually binding for the HOR and the State Council. When they first came out with outputs from Buznega, Your Excellency did not attend because you said it should be in Libya, and also because you had some qualms. Your comments and technical points were incorporated by the 6+6. The technical points of the Electoral Commission was also taken into consideration by the 6+6. They met on Libyan soil in Benghazi. They reached agreement. They duly submitted the outputs to the head of the parliament. The head of the parliament duly issued them in a public session in parliament. Then the head of the Electoral Commission traveled to see the head of the parliament and received officially the what is now Libyan law. And he not only received it, but there was also a statement of clarification from the 6+6 answering the pseudo contentions of the new head of the State Council, saying that these are indeed the agreements of the 6+6 and that no major amendments were made except to take into consideration the comments of Mr. Bathili and the Electoral Commission. Dr. Sayeh duly traveled to see the head of the parliament and receive these laws. He also made a statement clarifying that he accepts these laws and thinks that they are solid ground for the elections. So the process is complete, Your Excellency. Now that these are Libyan laws, they have to be implemented in Libya as a sovereign nation without any interference. With all due respect to your mandate, your mandate is a purely supportive one of Libyan institutions. And it's actually a violation of Libyan sovereignty for Your Excellency's mission now to try to reopen issues that were actually closed in the 6+6 discussion. You suggest that there should be a national dialogue. The dialogue already took place between the 6+6. The only people absent from that dialogue were the government in Tripoli, which has a vested interest in the non-applying of these laws because it had violated its promises in Geneva and has actually obstructed the process of elections. Furthermore, you make the strange point about not wanting a link between parliamentary and presidential elections, which gives the impression that you are going for the position again of the Tripoli government of wanting to do only parliamentary elections so that they can buy them and get themselves reappointed. Deeply disappointed, Excellency. I wanted to directly let you know how we feel. We will issue an official statement shortly, but given the respect that's between us, I felt that I must frankly tell you how we feel about the statement that was just made by your esteemed mission. I think that whatever is left of UNSMIL legitimacy in the eyes of the Libyan people after the fiasco of Geneva and the covering up of Appendix 13 is now, I think, tarnished. And I don't know how we can really take seriously any processes after this. May God help us, because I think by refusing to implement Libyan law, UNSMIL has just destabilized the country even further. And may God save the country. Thank you, Excellency, and forgive me for any hard feelings I may cause you. I just felt that I must be as truthful and frank to you as possible. Thank you very much. This is Arif Ali Nayed, the chairman of Ihya Libya, and one of the presidential candidates. Thank you very much.